Hi, I'd like to talk to you today about basically why does the world hate God's messengers? Why are they so, they act like they're not hateful, but at least they say they're not hateful, but they treat God's preachers in great hate and disdain. Well, it's not that complicated. In Hebrews 11:7, God says, faith led Noah to listen when God warned him about the things in the future that he could not see. He obeyed God and built a ship to save his family. And then it says, through faith, Noah condemned the world and received God's approval that comes through faith. Notice it says he condemned the world not because he said anything against them, but because he followed God's will. Well, I wonder how many people are in hell because they did not like Noah, the preacher. I wonder how many aimless and disobedient so-called Christians exist today because they do not like the preachers around them. Did you ever compare this crazy idea to other situations in life? How many inmates get out of prison because they don't like the guards, for instance? Or how many get out of a speeding ticket because they do not like police officers pulling them over? How about get out of dying in judgment because they don't like God? Obviously, we have to get real here. The Bible talks about the times of Noah in this way. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. So the Lord said, I'll destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping things and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. That's Genesis chapter 6, 5 through 8. Do you realize your Creator did not care if the world did not like Noah? He did. He also chose Noah to be the preacher and warn them of their doom for all their wickedness and rebellion against the living God. The Bible says God didn't spare the ancient world either. He brought the flood on the world of ungodly people, but he protected Noah and seven other people. Noah was his messenger who told people about the kind of life that God had, that has God's approval. 2 Peter 2:5 out of God's Word translation. That's right. Noah, the preacher of righteousness, he was not liked in his day. Even his relatives ignored him and did not like his message, his methods, and his constant preaching. They did not like the preacher. But they're in hell forever because they did not like the preacher and what he said. I wonder how many people there were actually that lived back in that day, because they did all die in the flood. Well, like the present time here in the USA, many other people of the past didn't like preachers either. The Bible records that God acted by turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them to destruction, making them an example to those who afterward would live ungodly, and delivered righteous Lot, who was oppressed by the filthy conduct of the wicked. For that righteous man, dwelling among them, tormented his righteous soul from day to day by seeing and hearing their lawless deeds. That's 2 Peter chapter 2, 6 through 8 from God's Word. What was their conduct that brought God's angels to travel directly to Sodom to wipe it off the face of the earth? Well, you're not going to like this either. For one thing, it says homosexuality. Let me quote it directly from the book of Genesis from God's Word translation. Lot met the angels who he saw as mere men enter the city. And there's the quote. He said, "Please, gentlemen, why don't you come to my house and spend the night? You can wash your feet there. Then early tomorrow morning, you can just get out of here. You can continue your journey." They had to answer him in this way. Again, I quote, "No," they answered, "we'd rather spend the night in the city square." There was not, I guess, any hotels, and so they were going to sleep in open air. But the Bible goes on to say, but he insisted so strongly that they came with him and went into his house. Well, he prepared a special meal for them, like that's the custom they did. He baked some unleavened bread, it says, and they ate. Verse 4 says, "But before they had gone to bed, all the young and old male citizens of Sodom surrounded the house. And they called the lot, 'Where are the men who came to stay with you tonight? Bring them out to us so that we can have sex with them.'" That's Genesis chapter 19, 2 through 5. Well, Lot responded in terror. Please, my friends, don't be so wicked," he said. "Look, I have 2 daughters who have never had sex. Why don't you let me bring them out to you? Do whatever you like with them, but don't do anything to these men, since I'm responsible for them." But the men yelled, "Get out of the way. This man came here to stay a while. Now he wants to be our judge. We're going to treat you worse than those men." And the Bible says they pushed hard against Lot and lunged forward to break down the door. Genesis 19, 7 through 9. Wow. Obviously, this is no obscure message here. The males wanted sex with the new males who came to town for a visit. This community was out of the closet and demanding a party. They were outraged that anyone would dare question their sexual interest, and they became absolutely violent. And did you notice the Bible illustrates that this sin was so outrageously wicked that Lot was even willing to give up his own daughters to rape just to keep these men from such a sexual encounter? The Bible is clear the Sodomites did not like this preacher either. And because of their sin, God destroyed their city in judgment. How many of them are in hell because they didn't like the preacher either, God's messenger? As you can see, it's a rough thing to come to people and tell them they're wrong. God picks his preachers, though, and does not check with you to see if you will like them or not. He sends spokesmen to your city and churches and gives you his message as recorded straight from his revelation, the Bible. The sad record is, just like Israel refused to follow God for most of his history, so Americans feel they're religious, going to heaven by their terms, and they listen to the preachers that they like, and always reject the ones that don't suit them. Well, rebellious Israel always liked the ones they picked also, and they rejected the ones that God actually sent to them. For example, the prophet Jeremiah, he explains it this way, quote, "Since the day that your fathers came out of the land of Egypt until this day, I have even sent to you all my servants, the prophets," in other words, the preachers, "daily rising up early and sending them. Yet they did not obey me or incline their ear, but stiffened their neck. They did worse than their fathers. Therefore you shall speak all these words to them, but they will not obey you. You shall also call to them, but they will not answer you. So you shall say to them, 'This is a nation that does not obey the voice of the Lord their God, nor receive correction. Truth has perished and has been cut off from their mouth.'" This is Jeremiah chapter 7, 25 through 28. The people's choice was always the preacher who gave a liberal and general interpretation of God's kindness by clearly avoiding any talk about sin and never pointing out their evil, nor demanding repentance or full obedience to God's commands. They like those guys. Well, Jeremiah continues in chapter 23, verse 16 and 17, and says, a message from God of the angel armies. Don't listen to the sermons of the prophets or the preachers. It's all hot air. Lies, lies, and more lies. They make it all up. Not a word they speak comes from me. They preach their everything will turn out fine sermon to congregations with no taste for God. Their nothing bad will ever happen to you sermon to people who are set in their own ways. So you can see the reaction of people is they don't want to hear God's message. And the reaction from the government in this case was expected. They punished Jeremiah for daring to break from the tolerance mentality of the culture and call out for wise and powerful people to repent from their sin. And they refused to acknowledge even their sins. They raged against God's message. Well, I don't see where it's going to be much different today. But even our God and Savior Jesus Christ faced this and proclaimed to his narrow road followers in the book of Matthew, blessed are you when men hate you. That's right, hate you. And when they exclude you and revile against you and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake, or because of him. It says, rejoice in that day and leap for joy. For indeed, your reward is great in heaven. That's right. For in like manner, their fathers did to the prophets, or again, the preachers. But woe to you who are rich, he warns. For you have received your consolation already. You've already got your reward. Woe to you who are full, you shall be hungry. And woe to you who laugh now, because you shall mourn and weep later. And then he says, woe to you when all men speak well of you. For so did their fathers to the false prophets. Get it in your head. False preachers get pats on the back, not true preachers. Is this a problem today? Well, Pro Ministries reported on in July of 2008, evangelicals have long proved or claimed themselves on a commitment to biblical Christianity, to absolute truth convictions that they often point out mainline denominations left years ago. Yet a Pew Research poll found a slight majority of those claiming the label evangelical believe that many religions lead to eternal life. In other words, half and half, it's split. Now think there's another way to go to heaven. Well, that's funny because Jesus clearly taught his narrow road followers that he was the only way. Will you stand up for the truth of God's word and speak the truth in love? Or will you be silent and allow the world to silence all God's servants, his preachers? Well, how do they do this? Well, they by demanding that what they're doing is not evil, and if you oppose them, you'll be forcibly silenced. The only hope for eternal life is still the same, my friend. Repent and follow Jesus. But in our day, most claim there are many ways to heaven. So stop being judgmental and become tolerant. Which means shut up and agree with them. The clash is here in America. You see, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. For more answers, go straight to the book. Yeah, the Bible. Thank you for listening to Straight Talk for Narrow Road Followers of Jesus.